South African Radio League News for Sunday, 30 August 2026. Good morning and welcome to the weekly news bulletin of South African Radio League ZS6SRL, read by Dennis, ZS4 Bravo Sierra from Langenhoven Park. The South African Radio League broadcasts a news bulletin each Sunday in Afrikaans and in English at 0815 and 0830 Central African Time respectively, on HF and on various VHF and UHF repeaters around the country. The bulletin is relayed on Echolink and All-Star Node 53511 by Johan ZS6 Juliet Papa Lima. The audio bulletins can be downloaded from https://sarlnews.podbean.com, while the text bulletins can be downloaded from https://mysarl.org.za/sarl-news. In the news today, the SARL National Fuel Day next weekend, ZS, 7 Papa and 3 Delta Alpha SOTA Associations update, and September 2026 Radio ZS. Stay tuned for more information on these and other interesting news items. The SARL National Fuel Day next weekend. There are 5 days to go for the second leg of the SARL National Fuel Day. The contest runs from 08 UTC on Saturday 5 September to 10 hours UTC on Sunday 6 September 2026, with CW and phone activity on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 meters. Have you decided on the class of participation? The exchange consists of the number of transmitters at your station, your fuel day operating class and your provincial or country abbreviation. Nothing else. Submit your log sheet by 21:59 UTC on Friday 11 September. For full details, refer to page 26 of the 2026 SARL Contest Manual. SOTA Activity. In September, you will have 2 opportunities to head for the mountains. On Saturday 12 September is the European SOTA Day, and on the weekend of 19 and 20 September is the second SZS SOTA Activity Weekend. Start your planning and share your plans on the ZS SOTA WhatsApp group. ZS, 7 Papa and 3 Delta Alpha SOTA Association updates. There have been several important updates to the Southern African SOTA Associations at the end of July 2026, including changes to the ZS Summit database, the transfer of several summits to the 7 Papa 8 Lesotho Association, and the addition of the Eswatini as a new SOTA association. Updates to the ZS and 7 Papa 8 SOTA associations were completed on 31 July 2026. As part of the update, the ZS Summit database was carefully reviewed and several changes were made. A total of 295 ZS Summit names were updated. In several cases, mountain range names had previously been used rather than the individual summit names or references, and these were corrected where appropriate. In addition, 6 ZS summits were transferred to the 7 Papa or Lesotho Association, and 1 new summit was added to the ZS Association. Several proposed new summits were submitted for consideration. Following assessment by the UK SOTA management team, these summits did not meet the required SOTA prominence criteria and therefore could not be included. Another exciting development for SOTA in Southern Africa is the addition of Eswatini 3 Delta Alpha. Eswatini officially became a SOTA association on 1 August 2026 with 25 summits currently listed. The initial number of summits has been limited by the mapping information presently available, with most of the identified summits situated around the periphery of the country. Summit naming information is still somewhat limited. Hopefully with the assistance of local radiometers, activators and improved mapping information, we will be able to expand and refine the Eswatini Summit database in the future. The addition of 3 Delta Alpha is another welcome step in expanding SOTA throughout Southern Africa and will hopefully provide both local and visiting activators with some exciting new summits to explore. You are listening to a news bulletin of the South African Radio League. September 2026 Radio ZS. The September 2026 issue of Radio ZS was uploaded to the League website on Friday 28 August, and the link does work. Why a battery weighs more when it is charged is something to think about. We look at zero gravity CW paddles, the ZS6 Bravo Victor Romeo fuel strength meter, ZS6 Sierra Tango November in your pocket, 4-pin crystal oscillators, and the everyday multimeter and its maintenance. What is FreeDV? There is feedback about amateur radio at the second Africa Rovermoot, the ZS SOTA Winter and Queen of the Mountains weekend, and ZS1 Charlie Romeo Golf at the Cape Point Lighthouse. Have a look at the awards from the Namibian Amateur Radio League and the Work Zone 38 Award. Woody ZS3 Whiskey Lima talks about the lighthouse that moved 880 meters in 23 days. And we look at the radio set B25SA and B26SA in the museum column. And there is more. More AMSAT SA Space Symposium presentations are now available on YouTube. More presentations delivered at the 2026 AMSAT SA Space Symposium are now available on the AMSAT SA YouTube channel. They are the Hamski Personal Space Weather Station, Amateur Radio Picker Balloons, Sending Data from Near Space, International Telecommunications Union and WRC-27, and progress on the new Mikiesfontein ground station and expansion to the Hartbeespoort ground station. The presentation by Anton Jonowski, ZR6 Alpha India Charlie, entitled "The Quest for Efficient Powering of Satellites," has now been added. He discusses the innovative approach to satellite power systems, how to maximize the power delivered from the solar panels, and the overall protection of the system. More will follow during next week. The URLs can be found on www.amsatsa.org.za. A brief update on South Africa's Pico balloons. ZS6 Whiskey Bravo Tango -1, flying aboard the larger Wind Writer balloon, has covered an impressive 20,000 kilometers in 10 days since launch, maintaining an average altitude of approximately 15.5 kilometers. It is currently reporting an ambient temperature of minus 36 degrees Celsius, with excellent solar illumination and a solar panel voltage of 4.15 volts. Expand your amateur radio book library. The SA Amateur Radio Development Trust has several ARRL books available this month at discounted prices. For details about the available stock and where to download an order form, visit www.amateurradio.org.za. Books include the ARRL Antenna and Satellite Handbooks. You can complete the order and send it to admin@amateurradio.org.za. You will then be advised if there is stock on hand, and the book or books will be reserved in your name. Payment must then be made within 3 days. For the satellite enthusiast, there are 2 books. Amateur Radio Satellites for Beginners will introduce you to new experiences that you may have thought were out of your reach. Start reading and discover how easy it can be. The ARRL Satellite Handbook brings the thrill of satellite communication within your reach. Filled with understandable descriptions and illustrations, this book includes all the tools you need to participate in this exciting field. It's designed to give a broad introduction to the subject while providing for the practical fundamentals you need to explore, track and operate amateur radio satellites on your own. Contest news. On Saturday 12 September you can participate in the Africa FT4DX contest, and on the weekend of 26 and 27 September you can try your hand at RTTY for the CQ Worldwide RTTY contest. The ClubLog mobile app is a new tool for iPhone, iPad and Android. The app will help you find new DXCCs and fill in the band mode slots that make up the DXCC challenge. It gives you real-time push notifications to help you succeed. It is available in 22 languages, English as the source and then 21 translations. For more information, visit https://clublog.org/alpha-papa-papa.papa-hotel-papa. We come to the propagation report. Honest Kutsia ZS6 Bravo Zulu Papa reports that the solar activity for the week is expected to be low to moderate. There are currently 6 sunspot regions with simple to complex magnetic configurations visible. There is a high probability of C-class and a low to moderate probability of M-class solar flares. If you want to do your own frequency predictions, the expected effective sunspot number for the week will be around 74. The 15 to 30 meter bands may, especially in the early evenings, provide some good DX fun. Please visit the website spaceweather.sansa.org.za for further information. The diary of some upcoming events. Today, the Worldwide Digital Contest. On the 2nd of September is Secretary's Day, and not all secretaries are female. 5 and 6 September is the SARL National Field Day, the RSGB Field Day and the Region 1 Field Day. 11 to 13 September is Rosh Hashanah. 12 September is the European SOTA Day and the Africa FT4 DX Contest. And then 19 and 20 September is the ZS SOTA Activity Weekend. I'm not sure why it's not on the 12th and 13th of September. To conclude our bulletin, a recap of the main news story. There are 5 days to go for the second leg of the SARL National Field Day. The contest runs from 08 hours UTC on Saturday 5 September to 10 hours UTC on Sunday 6 September, with CW and phone activity on 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 meters. This concludes our bulletin for this morning. Clubs and individuals are invited to submit news items of interest to radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. Where possible, submissions should be provided in both English and Afrikaans. News items may be uploaded to https://mysarl.org.za/news-inbox and or email to news@sarl.org.za. No later than the Friday morning preceding the bulletin date. The weekly radio program Amateur Radio Today can be heard every Sunday morning at 10 hours Central African Time. The program is carried on VHF and UHF repeaters countrywide and is relayed on 7115 kHz lower sideband by Louis, ZR4 Delta Juliet Lima. A rebroadcast by Andy ZS6 Alpha Delta Yankee can be heard on Monday evenings at 19:30 Central African Time on 3620 kHz. Signal reports, comments and suggestions are welcome. Please send them by email to artoday@sarl.org.za. In Cape Town, Amateur Radio Day can be heard at 10:30 Central African Time on the 145.700 MHz repeater with an echo link relay to ZS1 Delta Charlie Charlie hyphen R by Dave ZS1 Delta Fox Romeo. In Bloemfontein, listeners can tune to the 145.7625 MHz repeater at 0815 and 0830 for the SARL News, and again at 10 hours for Amateur Radio Today. In Sasselburg, listeners can tune to the 145.6875 MHz repeater at 12 hours for SARL News. You have listened to a news bulletin written by Andy Kearns, ZS6 Alpha Delta Yankee, proofread by Paul Johnson, ZS1 Sierra, and read by Dennis, ZS4 Bravo Sierra. From the news team, best wishes for the week ahead.